Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. This is going to be a lot of fun today. This is a topic that's super near and dear to my heart, and I wanted to bring on Tim Francis to introduce kind of how this is all going to work. So first and foremost, let me introduce you to our friend, Mr. Tim Francis.
Good day. Great to be here. Thanks for having me, Dave.
So one of the things I'm really excited about is helping people understand the importance of scaling and how to grow and build their businesses, especially as a solopreneur or a small to middle-sized business. One of the things we find is that people get so hung up on trying to figure out exactly what to do and how to do it, and they spend too much time on the how instead of the who. One of the things you're going to find out about Tim is Tim owns a company called GreatAssistant.com, and the whole focus behind his business is helping people actually hire their own virtual assistant. And most importantly, though, to make sure that virtual assistant is here in North America. A couple of different things that we're going to talk about as far as how and why. But to give you a little background, Tim's hired over 200 assistants himself for his clients and things. And really what I want to make sure you guys understand is this whole idea as far as who, not how. And I'm going to go through that in just a few minutes. But again, want to allow Tim to say a few words here, introduce himself. Anything I did not mention that you want to add, Tim, by all means, please speak to our audience and let them know.
Yeah, thanks for having me. So so the very first thing is I have three super quick tips that will help anyone when it comes to delegating. Number one is don't write everything out. Instead, use something like Loom, which is a great tool to be able to capture your desktop and share a link. Secondly is don't use email to communicate with your internal team. It's a huge productivity killer. Instead, use an in-team communication tool like Slack. I actually don't like Slack. In fact, I despise Slack. I prefer a tool called Convo. And thirdly is everyone asks me, hey, Tim, you know, you've hired around the world, including in North America. What's the best value? And what should I pay an assistant? And so hands down, the best value I found around the world is to hire an assistant in a similar or same time zone, similar, same culture, and same first language. So if you're in the United States or Canada, hire someone from the United States or Canada. If you're in Australia or New Zealand, hire someone in Australia or New Zealand. And 17 to 20 US dollars an hour gets the job done. We've found former project managers from Coca-Cola, a former administrator who took care of all the private jet travel for Merrill Lynch executives. My own assistant is a former paralegal at a busy law firm in Indiana. And you can get that caliber talent for $17 to $20 an hour if you're willing to allow them to work from home. So that's like three quick tips, quick strategies that even if someone, if their iPhone died and they stopped hearing this podcast because the internet broke down, you got value in the first 120 seconds. How about that?
I love it, Tim. That's exactly the kind of stuff I like providing to our audience. So I want to kind of help you guys understand, this is probably going to come out right close to Funnel Hacking Live or right after Funnel Hacking Live. One of the main topics that Russell's going to be spending a whole bunch of time talking about on stage is this concept of to stop worrying about how to do stuff and focus more on the who. I'm going to do a special podcast after this in more detail about who, not how. But I want to give you guys just a couple things here to understand the biggest problem and the biggest hurdle that most of us have is, especially when we first get going, is we always try to figure out, I just need to figure out how to do this. I can't afford to hire someone else. I can't afford to do this. I got to figure it all out on my own. And I think one of the biggest problems people run up against is this whole idea that too often people are trying to trade their money for dollars. And I'm sorry, their money for time. In other words, unfortunately, too many people, they're not willing to realize how valuable your time truly is. And I want to make sure as you guys are listening to this to understand your time is the only commodity you cannot get back. You will have money that comes and money that goes. Realize the most important thing for you. I can tell you for myself, the very first hire I ever made was an assistant. And from that, that literally is what blew my business, helped my business to grow and explode, all because I was able to focus on the things I was good at. And I know it's hard. It might be painful for people going, gosh, 17, 20 bucks an hour. Oh my gosh, you know, it's, you know, 20 hours a week, it's 400 bucks a week, it's 1600 a month. I get that. I know those numbers. I've been there. I can tell you that is by far the greatest investment you will ever make, because one of the biggest problems we find is you end up doing things that are just not worth your time now, or most importantly, is it prevents you from getting to where your biggest ROI is. I'm going to come back and talk more about that in a few minutes, but Tim, I want to kind of bounce it back over to you. So tell me, as you start looking at it, at hiring assistants, your system's a little different. So what are some of the tips you think of when a person wants to reach out and hire an assistant? What should they be looking for?
Yeah, I love all that. So I, to touch on something you said a little bit earlier, certainly it's overwhelming to think about $20 an hour times 20 hours a week or something like that. These days, when I do private consulting, I charge $1,000 an hour and I get hired regularly at that rate. And people will say, oh, Tim, you know, you have an assistant because you charge $1,000 an hour. And actually, the truth is the exact opposite. I charge $1,000 an hour today because I got an assistant back when I was charging $40 an hour as a marketing consultant, managing AdWords accounts and taking care of landing pages and making lead magnets and all that stuff, right? And so there's this thing called the positive profit loop. And so like the very first three things I ever delegated to Sarah, and she worked for me for just 5 hours a week for just $15 an hour. This is 5.5 years ago. So the wages have gone up a little bit in the last half decade, but that was all I could afford. And I'll tell you, like Dave, I was terrified. I couldn't afford it, right? I didn't know what to delegate first. And I was afraid to release control. That's actually the number one frustration or challenge that entrepreneurs have with delegating and getting a great assistant is releasing control. So I said, what is the smallest, simplest thing I could get off my plate that's taking up my time? And it was these three things. It was invoicing clients. It was uploading podcast episodes and uploading blog posts. And Sarah took those three things off my plate. And I got like 3 or 4 hours of my life back because she was a little slower than me. It would take her 5 hours to do it. It took me three. That's okay. And with those 3 hours, I then went to my current marketing clients and I said, okay, I've been doing AdWords for you. I know that if we have a custom landing page that the opt-in rate's going to go up. Would you be cool if I took 3 hours, I built you a custom landing page. My rate is $40 an hour. So for, you know, what is it, $180, right? So around $200 is what I'm going to charge you. He said, Tim, you're a great guy. You've been doing great work for us. You're effective. We'll go for it. You know, here's $200. Now, what did I do with those $200? I did not go and buy some new shoes. Instead, I turned around and I gave it to Sarah, right? And at $15 an hour, now she was going from 5 hours a week to like 7 hours a week for a few weeks in a row. And guess what I did with that extra time that I had is I went back to my current clients and I said, hey, you know, we're doing AdWords. Now we've got that landing page thing. On that landing page, if we set up a lead magnet, it's this PDF thing that I can create top 7 tips kind of thing. I really think we get a lot more opt-ins. And it probably take me about 20 hours to create the content and put in a PDF form and set it all up. And at $40 an hour, that's like $800. Are you in? And they go, Tim, you're a great guy. You've been super effective. Let's give it a shot. So I took the $800 and guess what I did with it, Dave? I did not go to Disneyland. Okay. I gave it to Sarah. And so Sarah was now working for me, not 7 hours a week. It was now like 11 hours a week. And so then from there, with what did I do at that time? I just kept following that. And I'll fast forward the story here so that we can get through this quickly. Basically, I generated so much extra time and money that I could now afford to go take higher level classes, which then allowed me to charge more for my services. So now I went from $40 an hour to $50 to $100 an hour. And as I had more and more time and money from increasing my rates and hiring Sarah more and more, I can now afford to go to higher level masterminds and events. And so then I always remember I went to Perry Marshall had a 2-day event in Chicago where he brought Richard Caution, the guy who wrote the 80-20 principle. And as a Canadian, it cost more because the Canadian dollar was weak. And so I ended up spending 10 grand for 2 days and I could like, that was on the absolute edge of what I could hope. And I own a house and I got to pay a mortgage and like I got responsibilities, right? And I just knew that if I went that the room would be loaded with people that would be candidates to potentially be my next client. And no kidding, there's someone I met there who introduced me to someone else and that someone else hired me for 10 grand a month for 3 months. So I was able to put 10 grand into the event and I got 30 grand out. And that was just the next step. And ever since then, it's just been following that positive profit loop of reinvesting. And it all started with the very, very humble act of delegating invoicing, uploading a podcast, and uploading blog posts. And that's that.
I love it. I honestly, my my path is pretty similar to yours as well. Podcast has been a huge, just takes a ton of time. And so I assistant handles all that kind of stuff. One of the things for me actually that was probably the best thing I ever had her do, and that was to take care of my email. One of the things that people struggle with all the time, like, gosh, Dave, those are personal. I'm like, listen, my email gets just blown up. And at first I was really leery because of my position with the company, everything else. I'm like, I've got to make sure that what she's saying is the right thing and it's coming across right. Mm-hmm. Well, I literally, part of the reason was I was trying to buy back time. And you're going to hear me say this over and over again. It's the only thing that matters. When you start making money, the very first investment you need to do is buy back your time. And I've done the same thing at my home as far as having someone clean the house, take care of the yard work, all that kind of stuff. You have to buy back your time. It frees up your mind. It allows you to think more. And so for me, what I had the opportunity of doing with Chrissy, she's my assistant, is the most amazing person in the world. I just love her to death. She's just helped me so much as far as even scaling my business here at ClickFunnels. And that is, I need to get out of the office more. And I just had to clear my head because of all the stuff that's going on. And so I would go on a walk every morning and she would literally just read through my emails and we'd record the call. And I would just say, okay, I need you to say this, and just verbatim, almost word for word, what I wanted. And she would respond. So it allowed me to literally clear my head, get some exercise. And at first it took a lot longer. And you know, it was maybe 30, 40 minutes. We're down now to, now she's gotten to the point where she knows those emails that matter, those that don't. She can sort through it real quick. And then she goes, you know, Dave, I've got questions on these. I need you. And I will literally dictate exactly how I would be saying it. So it's coming from me in my voice to clients and prospects. But most importantly, it's freeing up so much of my time. I look at my email twice a day. And the only, she set up two different categories as far as Dave to respond and Dave priority to respond. Those are the only two things I look at. I don't pay any attention to the rest of my inbox. And there's nothing that has freed up my mind so much. And I don't have to go into my, I know it's being taken care of because I literally get hundreds and hundreds of emails every single day. Mm-hmm. Do that extremely well. I've got another assistant who manages all of my social media type of stuff. And she takes care of all that kind of things. So realize there are so many things that you need to spend time going out and buying your time back. It allow you, again, I love Tim, what you said, and that is, you basically took that time and then got additional skills. You got additional education. You went to different masterminds. Realize that's the type of stuff that a great assistant is able to do for you. And I want to make sure as you guys are listening here, I am hoping anybody who's listening to this, the very first investment you will make in yourself is an assistant. And again, Tim, like you said, whether it's for 5 hours a week, I don't care. Those 5 hours, that's, you're literally buying back 5 hours of time. That's $100. Everybody can afford $100. I just think it's an absolute necessity.
I really want everyone to be the surgeon in the room of their business. And so this is like a copyrighted concept I talk about all the time when people hear me speak. And so the surgeon in the room really focuses on only three things. And it's the exact same thing, three things that I hope every entrepreneur can focus on more and more. And what that is strategy, high-level skill, and high-level access. So I'm going to tell you a real cool story. It was 3 or 4 weeks ago. There I was here, I mean, here in Austin, Texas, and I'm getting on a plane that Sarah, she booked a flight for me to go speak at an event in Denver. So off I go, I land in Denver, I check in at the hotel that Sarah found for me that met all my specific criteria. I was very happy to be there, I was very comfortable. So I check in there, go to bed, wake up in the morning, and I look at my prep notes for the day for the speech I'm going to go and give. And it listed who owns the mastermind, how many people are going to be there, what's the profile of the people there, am I allowed to ask for a call to action to book a sales meeting with us for those that might be interested in getting a great assistant or not. It's got all the prep information. So I'm going to roll up to the front of the stage. And right then and there, I'm going to know everything. I'm going to know everyone's names. I'm going to look like I'm everyone's best friend because I'm so prepared, right? Then all the like real sexy stuff, like their clicker or my clicker, their laptop or my laptop, like all the tech stuff, like that was also in the prep notes too. So I jump in an Uber, I arrive at the location. Sure enough, it's a great presentation, great group of people, awesome host. Some of them are interested in doing business. We exchange some information. Sarah takes care of coordinating them, getting into my calendar for sales meetings. I go back to the airport, get on a plane that Sarah booked for me. I fly back to Austin, land at 5:45, arrive at my apartment downtown Austin at 6:15. And guess what? In my apartment, there was a dozen people because I had a dinner party that night. I was literally the last person to arrive at my own dinner party at my own apartment. And so 4 o'clock that day, our hostess was booked by my assistant Sarah to come and flip the space. So polish the silverware, use the laser level to straighten all the pictures on the wall, you know, like every detail. At the next hour after that, the house cleaner came. And this is like while I'm in the air flying back, all this machinery is happening. So that basically at 6 o'clock when all our hosts, when all our guests arrive, everything's already set. And I showed up. And in all of that, what is my role? Strategy, high level access, high level skill. So the strategy was I want to have dinner parties. I want it to be these kinds of people. What's the high level access? I texted these high level people to say, hey, come on down. Right? Like you and I met because of David Gonzalez. So like, you know, texting a guy like that guy to come and have a dinner with us. Right. And then for me to shake hands, like my assistant can't be Tim Francis to shake people's hands and network, but I can. And so that's an appropriate activity. So there I am, I'm shaking hands. I'm having a glass of champagne on the balcony. I'm on the 15th floor overlooking the lake downtown. It's beautiful. And it wraps up at 10:30 at night. And then after that, I go to bed. I wake up the next morning. I go back to the airport, get on a flight that Sarah booked for me. I'm going to New York City. I get to the Airbnb that she booked for me. I open up, no kidding, Dave, check this out. I open up the fridge and the groceries I want are already in the fridge, right? Because I want to have a healthy smoothie every single morning, right? And while I'm in the air to New York, guess what's happening back in my apartment is that same hostess is back at my apartment resetting the space so that when I return from New York City, it's going to be ready for me to work again and do meetings and whatnot. So high-level skill, high-level access, and strategy, those are the three things for an entrepreneur to focus on. And if you don't have an assistant, you can't just offload everything all at once. However, I'm telling you, give it like, you know, a few months of working with an assistant and just getting the next piece off your plate. And the amount that you get to climb that 80-20 curve and spend your time in the top 10% of highest value activities, it happens real quick. And it's very, very exciting.
I know. I love that. And you're making reference to Perry Marshall. I remember one of the things that I listened to the same course you actually went to as far as the mastermind there with him. Cool. And it was really the 20% of the 20%.
Yeah.
And I was thinking that's really where you need to spend most of your time. And everyone talks about, you know, principle as far as 80-20. The real key is it's not just the 20%. It's the 20% of that 20%. In other words, really top the 4%. That's where your greatest ROI is in your life, in every area of your life, whether it's your relationship, your finances, your health, your fitness, your money, whatever it might be. And to try to get there, you can't get there by yourself. Everybody has to have a team. And it was funny. I was listening to a podcast from Rachel Hollis a while back, and she was talking about how frustrated she is with, you know, these people who go on shows and say that basically they did it all themselves. And she's like, listen, you can't do it all yourself. There's right. No way you can do it all themselves. She goes, let me tell you all the different people who are involved in running our business. And I think that's the part I want to make sure those of you guys who are listening to this right now, realize first of all, that you're worth it. There's nothing, I run across all these solopreneurs who just feel like, I'm not at that point yet. I'm not worthy enough to have an assistant. I don't know how you ever got that in your head, but if you think that way, get rid of it. I remember my wife struggled with that at first when we got our first housekeeper 17 years ago. She's like, I should be taking care of this. I'm like, no, that's not your best use of your time. Spend time with the kids. You don't need to be cleaning the house. So I think I love your idea as far as the whole surgeon approach to life. And I think it expands beyond just your business. I would take a look at everything else in your life. You mentioned as far as the groceries and all these things. I would really hope those of you guys who are listening right now, I hope as soon as you get off here, this call, this podcast, wherever you're at, the very first thing you do is get an assistant. And Tim, I know you've got a bunch of tools and resources you were talking to me about before we started. What are some of the tools, resources? How do they get them? Where do they go?
Yeah, greatassistant.com/toolbox. So it's greatassistant.com/toolbox. And there's a few different PDFs there. And I think most, if not all of it, is actually no opt-in. Like I just really want to help. So one of the tools there is called, it's a PDF. It's 104 tasks you can delegate. And so I asked my assistant, Sarah, to look at the first 100 tasks she ever took off my plate and just to make a list. I think she came up with like 75 or 80, and then I added in the other 20. And so a lot of them actually are from my business when I had a digital marketing company. So someone's listening to ClickFunnels, this could be a perfect opportunity to go, really? I could never log into Infusionsoft or ConvertKit or whatever again, like, or only once a month or something like that. you know, I never have to deal with webinar jam or GoToMeeting or anything like that. Like, I mean, there's a huge inventory of tasks that can be delegated. And I think it's really inspiring when you go, wow, I could delegate all of this. So that's there at greatassistant.com/toolbox. There's a few other tools there. One, which is again, something that I invented and I've now copyrighted and service marked and trademarked and all the rest, is a tool called 360 Delegation. When we get started as entrepreneurs, we oftentimes have to be very good at sales, marketing, and product development, or coming up with a product or delivering the service or whatever it is. And what's not included in that core set of competencies is management, leadership, delegation. And so it's very, very common for someone to get up to a couple $100,000 in sales, and then they don't realize that there's a difference between management by delegation versus management by abdication, right? Management by abdication happens when you say, well, I'm only doing the top 20%, screw everything else, I'm out of here, right? You know, an upgraded but still ineffective version of that is saying, I'm going to do the top 20%, the bottom 80%, I'm going to make my assistant do it, I'm going to hire someone, I'm going to put it on Facebook, who knows someone who could be my assistant, and I'm just going to throw it all at them. That is also a train wreck waiting to happen. There's actually an art and a science and a new skill set that as soon as you start managing an assistant and having an assistant, it's like, we should probably have a weekly meeting with them to make sure that we're on the same page. When we delegate, we really want to make sure that we use this tool called 360 Delegation, and it's right there in the toolbox.
I'm not being distracted. I want you to know I'm actually looking at the toolbox right now as you're talking.
Yeah. And so, go ahead.
No, I think I'm actually going through as far as, you know, death by 1,000 paper cuts. And I think it's, you know, some of the major crippling costs that people have and the ping pong of changeover, which is one of the main things I've seen happen a million times as far as, anyways, keep going. I'm impressed with what you have here.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I love your enthusiasm. Anyone who's enthusiastic about being a great coach and leader, I'm down with that. So 360 Delegation, just to give you a very quick taste, instead of saying, take over my ClickFunnels account, you know, or set up my landing pages or whatever, it's actually pausing and saying, what is the vision of what I want done, by when, and what does a sample of success look like? What are the resources required? Sign-ins, is there any training that's required? Is there any authority or, you know, money that's required? And then the third section in a proper delegation is what's called definition of done. And definition of done is helping someone understand what does success actually look like. So now to give you a sense, when you do a proper job of getting a great assistant and you do a proper job of delegating to them, oftentimes we think, hey, I get my time back. That's really cool. I get to do less of what I hate. I get to do more of what I love. And that's all great. I just want to point out, like, one of the biggest blind spots I think entrepreneurs have is around opportunity cost. So I'll tell you a story about someone who came through our program. His name is Jimmy. And he had an online course. He has an online course. And, you know, for 6 years, he had a new course he wanted to release, but he could never get around to releasing it because he was so stuck in the bottom 80% of his business. And he heard me give a live 45-minute presentation on how to get a great assistant. And I explained that pretty much one of the worst ways to ever get an assistant is to go on Facebook and say, hey, who's got a brother-in-law, sister-in-law, or something like that. The success rate has got to be somewhere north of like 20% and south of 40% success rate, right? And so I explained, here's what a hiring funnel looks like. Just like there's a marketing funnel, there's the same idea in hiring as a hiring funnel. And like, we're actually looking at 50 to 100 candidates to come with one winning assistant. And we're spending like 50 to 100 hours to find one winning assistant. So that's a vastly more thorough process in a search than just going on Facebook and saying, who's looking for a few hours, right? And Jimmy saw how much work it goes into getting a great assistant. He went, nah, not for me. I'm just going to skip that. You know, I'm just going to go on Facebook. So he did that and he got someone, and 6 weeks later, it all flamed out and he got frustrated and went back, and he did what most entrepreneurs do, cross their arms and say, oh, I'm just going to do it myself, right? So for 6 months, he continued to suffer, and he came back to us after 6 months and he said, you know what? Everything you said not to do, I did it. Everything you said was going to happen, happened. I'm now ready and serious about getting a great assistant that's going to be like a right-hand person for me. And we're going to evolve this business kind of once and for all. So it took about 6 months. We can usually get an assistant for someone in 30 days, which is really exciting. And then that process of him just doing what we're talking about here, 360 delegation, being the surgeon in the room, all the rest, took him about 6 months to get all that off his plate and guess what, Dave? It freed up enough time and energy for him to launch that course.
And
the 6 months after that, that new course generated $250,000 in new revenue for him. Very, very high margin. So what was the cost of not getting an assistant? Was it, you know, that he was frustrated? Was the real cost that, you know, he couldn't do a little bit of like the stuff he loves? Yeah, that's all in there. But actually, there was $250,000 waiting for him every single quarter for 6 years. And only once he got an assistant and got himself out of the bottom 80% was he free to go actually pull the trigger and make that happen.
I love it. Well, Tim, again, I appreciate your time. Most importantly, really sharing with people how to actually get an assistant, where to go. So if they want to find out more from you, what's the best way of reaching out to you?
Head over to our website, greatassistant.com. We got tons of testimonials from, you know, lots of clients have had great success. If you want to just see their success stories, see if it might affect, see if there's anyone from your industry that you recognize or anything like that. Grab the toolbox, which is greatassistant.com/toolbox. And if someone wants to set up a 35 to 55 minute consultation with us to see if they'd be a good fit for our program, we're happy to do that as well. And there's just a button right there to book an appointment.
Awesome. Well, Tim, thanks again for your time. Highly recommend anybody who's listening to this, the very first hire you must make is a great assistant. So please, please make sure you have an assistant. And if they're not doing everything you want them to do, take a look at greatassistant.com/toolbox. It'll give you a ton of other ideas of really different ways that you can actually have, what are the things you can get off your plate, how to delegate. I'm just such a huge, huge believer in this. And again, want to make sure that Tim came on to help you guys understand the importance of focus again on who and not how. Let someone else take care of this. There's people who actually love doing the stuff that you don't want to do in your life, the things that you don't enjoy. People actually do would love to be paid for doing that. So please take the time, make the time, and go out, find yourself a great assistant. Tim, thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to the podcast. One of the things we're really passionate about is trying to get everyone up and running as fast as they possibly can. And one of the things we've done recently that has helped so many people, and that is our One Funnel Away Challenge. If you don't mind, if it's something of interest to you, we actually will pay you $100 for anybody who signs up for the One Funnel Away Challenge. Or if you want to go ahead and sign up and do it yourself, just go to onefunnelawaychallenge.com. Again, that's onefunnelawaychallenge.com. Sign up, go through a 30-day challenge. It's one of those great things. We've got Russell basically giving you a 10,000-foot level. Julie Stoyan comes in and gives you kind of here are the nuts and bolts of exactly how to make it work. And then Stephen comes in every single day and spends time basically telling you exactly what to do on a daily basis. So he'll hold your feet to the fire, super accountable. We've had more people get more success and things done out of this than anything else. So go ahead and sign up at onefunnelaway.com. Thanks.